the big thing with an affordable housing project is generally there's a couple different gates that we have to hit. I mean, the first and foremost of any situation is that financing gap. So, you know, under any kind of affordability scenario or building a massive project like that, there's always a significant capital gap. And as a municipality, we can't really responsibly proceed unless we see external funding or partners that are able to close that gap. So, you know, for example, a mortgage can carry a certain amount of that capital gap of like the overall project, but you still have to have something that can close that large gap there. The other piece would be if any of, you know, the conditions of this process are not made or not met with that staged process. So the great thing about this project is that we have a lot of different checkpoints and I would say gated approaches to ensure that we're doing this with the right due diligence. So, you know, we're still going to require a satisfactory legal review, confirmation of a delivery partner interest with their capability, and really ultimately before anything signed off is this completion of that due diligence. And if anywhere along the way that, you know, isn't satisfactory for the municipality's needs or, you know, a responsible choice for taxpayers, we're not going to move forward with it.